was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait.
Welcome back.
Confiscate and let the
Resurrect Republic Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Folks, major good news in our situation, and I have to, we just came from the PayPal checking. Folks, you know, I love y'all with all my heart. I really love y'all with all my heart, and I do this because I love all of you, and I like to bring you the truth and bring you news in the way and form of which I know that RBN listeners need it. We need you to go to resurrecttherepublic.com and leave us a donation. We're in need of your assistance. And I don't want to continuously beat these drums, but we've had a whole lot of listeners tonight, and we really need that to reflect on these donations coming in tonight. You know, I don't ask like this. I really don't like to. When I do, that means we really need it. I don't sit here and do this for free for 2 hours a night and all the hours leading up to it and the news absorption to bring you the news. You pay for that cable bill. You pay for that internet bill. We need you to reach out and hit resurrecttherepublic.com. Click on the PayPal button or go to paypal.me/RTRTruthMedia or go to PayPal and hit tomlacavara@gmail.com. If you have any problems, call into Mike and he'll help you. All right, Dave in Nevada. Dave, you're up.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Dave.
I just wanted to make a few comments on this whole Trump situation in Syria. I think we could be in some serious trouble because we might actually be on the verge of World War III right now. But we don't know it.
I hope that that is not true, but it looks like that may be.
Yes. And this is kind of the problem I have is that when they talk about these things as surgical strikes, people kind of fall asleep and they're saying, oh, well, I mean, he did it before and he's doing it again and we'll leave. That may not be the case every single time. And that this is the scary part. In other words, the boy can only cry wolf so many times before something breaks. And I kind of had a funny feeling that something would happen this weekend because something these attacks, I've noticed, they usually happen when people are not looking. In other words, close to the weekend when people are doing their taxes. It's Friday the 13th. A lot of different things.
You know what? I'm glad you mentioned that. It's Friday the 13th. Isn't this the day that they rounded up all the Templars and set them on fire?
Yes. And
how convenient.
And I don't know, this is a theory of mine, but I'm not sure, but I kind of have this hunch that Trump's family line is Templar. But this is a guess. So
yeah,
I'm not sure.
It could be. I mean, he is a Scot. I do believe that he is related to Scottish royalty going back far enough in his bloodline. There's a possibility.
So at any rate, I think, and this is the problem overall with Donald Trump, I think a lot of people kind of fell asleep because Donald Trump got into office and he beat Hillary. So all of a sudden, okay, we can kind of like watch and wait and see what he does. But we're watching things and it's not turning out right.
Yeah, Hillary's roaming around, and the same criminals that did a lot of this other stuff are roaming around. Podesta, dirty as hell, roaming around. All of that, and the prosecutors that lied and tried setting up Very good friends of mine out there in Nevada. And look, you know, I was kind of hoping to see what he was made of, if he was going to step in and help folks like the ranchers, like the Hammonds, who had been in jail and for wrong reasons, and the political prisoners, and none of them are being helped. You know, of course he helped out Sheriff Joe, but none of the folks that really put their necks on the line for property rights and for the same, you know, the Constitution, you know, it just, to me, I don't see, I've been kind of like, you know, I have a lot of friends who greatly believed in Trump and in the cult of personality, and, you know, they felt relieved, because, you know, we got the fascist, Marxi fascist dictator of Obama out. But I've been skeptical from the beginning. I've been hoping and praying for the best, but what I'm seeing now, this is just Bush 2.0 light. That's what it looks like to me.
Yeah, and I voted for Trump, and I don't think it's neither here nor there. I just threw my hat in the ring, and I didn't particularly care for him before, and I don't particularly care for him now. Because frankly, we're not at the upper echelon to actually know who these people are exactly. So we're left to our own devices to guess as to who Donald Trump really is. But I'm in agreement with you.
According to the New York Post, a fleet of 12 warships, the largest armada heading towards that region since the 2003 invasion of Iraq, is on its way, being led by, of all ships, the USS Harry Truman. I think that how appropriate that is, if you understand the
implications of that. Yeah,
right. So
no,
you know,
understand.
Yeah, RBN and listeners should understand that well.
And again, so I we might actually be on the brink, and that's the scary part. This has happened before, where ships go out to the Black Sea and nothing's happened. Like I said, you can only cry wolf so many times. But I agree with you. I agree with you, because the litmus test to me has always been in the justice system. If certain people are not released from prison after a certain period of time, that to me is where the rubber hits the road.
Yes, sir.
It's a very simple litmus test for me. If certain people do not get justice after a certain period of time, that's really... To me, that's indicative of what's going on in this country. It's not really who's. It's not even a matter of who's
you would,
in office.
You would think if the president of the United States has the authority or presumed authority to order a strike on a sovereign nation for matters that occurred within their borders, you would think
he would have the
authority to arrest Hillary Clinton or arrest John Podesta or arrest. You know, for a multitude of felony crimes. Where is all this authority being carried out here in the United States? It's nada. He couldn't even see to it that the prosecutors who willfully withheld exculpatory evidence in the Bundy trial were even fired, let alone charged with the crime. So, you know, when something stinks, I got to say it stinks. I wanted to believe, but wanting to believe all you want, like I said before, I have to apply moral consistency, and that's neither a Democrat or Republican thing to do. It's the right thing to do, and I'm hot tonight. I'm really, really hot tonight at what I see going on. And I hope that the voice of the American people will be had. You know, Tucker Carlson, I'm surprised he's still on Fox News, because he questioned the legitimacy of this whole thing. And from, you know, a predominantly neoconservative network, you know, I like Tucker anyway. But when he came out talking against this, I thought he was going to be flailed. He was flailed a little bit by some folks. We're going to play the clip if we get to it. But, you know. More people need to step up, because the left, if people were to tune into MSNBC, you'd see Joe Scarborough and Mika were just as backing of this operation as the neocons were. When I see both sides unilaterally kind of supporting something, and at the level of the Brzezinskis, which, you know, look at the what's behind that, Rockefellers and then Rothschilds. So it's all the same gang of cretins to me that are backing this thing, and it stinks.
Yeah, and war is the great unifier of both parties. So there you go. Yeah. Just a really quick last thing is that I have a friend that's Russian. He's back in Russia right now, and Russia is not the great country that a lot of people think it is. And Putin,
I hear you on that.
And Putin is not the great white hero either.
I don't buy that either.
A lot of people don't know that Putin, he's worth about $200 billion with a B.
Of course.
He takes a major chunk out of every single trade deal that comes out of Russia, okay, first of all. And my friend that's from Russia, he says that it's nearly impossible to open up a small business in Russia, because what happens is if you open up a store there, the police come to your place of business every month and they extract tribute from you.
Hey, that's sounds the way like it, ro- that's, it sounds like it sounds like New York.
Yeah, it sounds like New York.
Yeah, I know. I'm aware, and this is why I like to continuously say, because you happen to agree with a certain analysis that you hear from someone else doesn't mean that you subscribe to trusting those folks. I've had good friends that have been on the RT network only because RT would allow them to criticize the federal government, because that was in their best interest. So sometimes the enemy of my enemy is my friend type of theory. But the folks that I know, like Ben Swan, he went on RT, Sean Stone and Tyrell Ventura. And I don't always agree with those guys, by the way. They lean kind of a little further to the left than I'm comfortable with sometimes. But I do agree with them on a lot of things. And I trust that they are good Americans. I believe that they love their country. So we have to watch allowing people being smeared by this, oh, this is a Russian propagandist, or this is Russian this, or look, I don't trust Russia. I never have. I'm an anti-communist. I'm a serious, hardcore anti-communist. So when it comes to Russia, there is not anything about Russia that I trust. I don't even trust the falling of the Berlin Wall. I think that was all a setup too, but you know, those of you that know my show and know how I kind of dig into history will understand that a lot of these things are done in the world as a stage, and they're, it's like a big play that they play to the masses. You know, that's what one of the reasons why Kennedy was taken out. He wouldn't go wrong with the Operation Northwood style events, and what happened to him? Bing. You know, so yeah. Anyway, I thank you for your call, brother. I got to get to more callers, and God bless you. Call in more. All right. Mike, who do we have up next? Dave in Missouri. Dave and Dave kind of threw me. Dave in Missouri, you're on.
Sounds like a band.
Or that's my brother Daryl and my other brother Daryl.
My other brother. By the way, our name is Dave, and we bite a little harder. Well, I hope you're doing well. I hope you're doing well, and your audience is blessed tonight. I kind of want to... Hey, I understand everything that just went down. I'm watching this and following it as you are. First of all, I have to say, you know, I kind of have a reputation. I mean, I've been in this fight a long time trying to free American politics from the thieves, the liars, the con men. Oh, my God. I've been in this since the 80s. I was recruited out of high school by Sam Walton, met Hillary in the Walmart general office. When she was just the governor's wife and a Rose Law partner and a Walmart board member, run me out of the place. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh no, I was just boy into all that history.
Oh no,
God
man,
bless
no,
you.
No, yeah, you ain't heard part of it even, because then I got to watch, as Bill was put in there, installed with Walton money, Walmart money. Folks, I'm going to get to a point here. And you've heard me say this so many times. So many people have heard me say this. I fought this fight so hard, so long, and it's terrible because I can't even go to church because the pastor is going to run into the Walmart checkout line where, by the way, you are paying for forced abortion. You know, if you drop a dollar on a counter at Walmart, 5 to 7 cents goes to payroll that is actually recirculated through your community that can be used to maybe, you know, create a future for your children that they can stay home rather than have to run for their lives to get out of your dead town. But people don't stop. And there was a formula created years ago by a man named Sam Walton. And a lot of people thought he was just a hoaxy billionaire who maybe lucked into it. No, you know, Sam, you need to educate people on this because it's so important to the message of today. Sam was a captain of U.S. Army intelligence, overseeing the Japanese and Italian internment camps during World War II, plus special action projects like Manhattan and many others. Well, he come out of World War II with a lot of connections, knowing how to control people, knowing how to milk people, knowing how to make people work for him for nothing. And he come out of that with all these connections and all these political contacts. And Rockefeller and Rothschild, I heard you say that. Man, if you don't talk about Rothschild, you're not talking about anything that's real, you know. So if we're going to do anything, we have to first assault the problem. Stay out of the Walmart checkout line. Don't pay for this anymore. Please don't do that because that money goes straight into your children's demise tomorrow. Now, I can't
disagree with you with any of that. I cannot disagree with you at all. And all to get rich off of selling us some good communist Chinese products.
Dude that is made to fall apart in the bag on the way home, that goes into our landfill, poisons our water supply. So here is the bottom line of all this. We've been played for fools by the communist Chinese. Dude, in 1989, they were dead. I don't know if you're not even that old, but I was. You know, after the Berlin Wall come down, the Soviet Union collapsed, you know, it was like there was a celebration because, you know, soon China will be free, a free China. Wow. At that time, it was a billion. Now it's like almost two, even though they forcibly aborted so many with Walmart shopping money. Keep your money away from these communist Chinese because they will murder their own people with it. They are a diabolical, evil regime. Communism is death. And if you're in a Walmart checkout line, you're paying for it, and you're killing your children's future. You're stealing from your neighbors. Go ahead, brother.
Haven't you heard Justin Trudeau? He has nothing but praise for the communist Chinese dictator over there. See how he rescued his economy. And this is the idiot to our north, and
Emperor Xi. Give me a break, you know. The communist Chinese are the model for the new world order. You know, to dominate us all. All we need is one emperor, and all we got to do is follow one company line. You know, give me a break. I mean, so now, you know, independence, self-determination, free freedom. Come on, people. All that is backdoor to Walmart profits, to globalist profits, to killing you as an individual, to destroy. Now, it gets worse than that. I'm a truck driver, so I travel the country. And this is a beautiful creation that we are upon.
Oh, it is.
Magnificent, beyond comprehension. Nobody can get it. And there are individuals on two legs, walking like you and I, who can destroy that and drive us to that point, and maybe then pull us back and get all those companies cranking, making money, putting a little bit more on the Dow. Come on.
Need all you truck drivers to bind up and shut America down and protest. I saw a little piece of that.
You know what's going to happen? The first time that they walk into a town, seal it off, and try to confiscate guns, it's going to be the truck drivers who drive through that line, followed by the bikers, followed by the hillbillies and four-wheel drives with their Confederate flags on the back if they want, and their American flag or whatever they're flying, as long as it's not black or as long as it's, you know, come on. But we are
ISIS flags.
We are freedom-loving people. And so that's what's going to happen. The first time they try to come out the guns, you're going to see a line break. Believe me, brother. And I love you. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, brother. Thank you very much. Resurrect the Republic. We'll be right back after a few words from our sponsors.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month, and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Give a shout out to those who have so far donated. Lou, Donald, thank you. And folks, like I told you, we have some really good news. We're moving on to our next location in Arizona. We need your support. We need your support badly. Go to resurrecttherepublic.com. Click on that PayPal. Or you can go to paypal.me/RTRTruthMedia. Or if you go to PayPal, you can type in my email, which is Tom Lacovara, TomLacovara, @gmail.com. If you have any problems, call into Mike. He'll walk you through the process. Like I said, I know that this is a little bit of a fundraising night tonight, and I don't mean to do that on a night so critical for the information, but we need to do that. We need your support. We need your help. So I thank you for that. What do you have showing me here?
RT's statement by the American ambassador.
Speak up.
RT's statement by the Russian ambassador to the U.S. says a pre-designed scenario is being implemented again. Again, we are being threatened. We are warned that such actions will not be left without consequences. Anatoly Antonov said in a statement on Friday night, all responsibility for them rests with Washington, London, and Paris.
There we go. Thank you very much, Texas 101. That's my Lori right there. Who do we have up on the line there, Mike? Cab in New York. New York.
Hi.
Go ahead, Cab.
Hi, guys. Yeah, not New York City.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah. Oh, good. Can you hear me?
I can hear you good. Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, good. I can hear you.
No, I don't live in New York City. I live out in the country, but I live in New York
State. Oh, good.
And all I want to do is get out of this country altogether, not just the country with the chickens, but the USA. I don't want to be here. The Bible is full of warnings about getting out of this country and, you know, wars and rumors of wars and all kinds of terrible things are coming to the whole world, but especially first and foremost, it's coming to the United States because we are the hammer of the whole earth. We are destroying mountain, and we the Bible says, God says, I will turn you into a burning mountain and roll you down. And the Bible says in Jeremiah that an assembly of great nations will come in from the north. That's in Jeremiah 50 and 51, if you read those. And it says that they will, none of their arrows will miss their mark. And the next day, the Bible says the soldiers will pour in from every border and cover the land like caterpillars. And they will kill everything that moves, animal, human, everything, and they will be very cruel. And all the people that are prepping up in the mountains, like the Ozarks and everything, all these ex-military people that think they can be safe there hiding in the rocks and everything, the Bible says that they will be very cruel and they will spare nobody and they will find everybody hiding in all of the bunkers and everything. And everyone is going to be killed, and this is what's coming. And the Bible says that calls us a destroying mountain, hindermost of the nations, O most proud, praise of the whole earth, with defenses mounted up to heaven. And it's we can be the hammer of the whole earth, but it's we're going to get hammered. And the Bible says that everything we've let me just tell you a few things here that I'm just telling you what the Bible says is coming.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
It's not me. Okay, well, I mean, I'm not disagreeing with anybody. I'm just telling you this is what God says is coming, and it's so much in the Bible about the judgment coming down on America, and our demise is huge in the Bible because we're the last big empire, and it says, like, we were once a golden cup in the Lord's hand, and we would have healed her, it says, but she is not healed. And it also says that Damascus will be in ruins in Isaiah in the last days. And in Daniel 8, it describes the one-horned goat. You probably heard about this. This is a last days prophecy about the one-horned goat that goes all around the whole entire earth without touching by air and sea, and viciously destroys the two-horned ram, which is likened to Persia. Two horns would be two kings, Iran and Syria, and this country that is going to be doing this is likened in the Bible to a Grecia, which it isn't really Greece, of course. It's Grecia. In other words, it means like Greece, you know, which we are. We're like Greece. We're republic. We have all of the Greek gods and goddesses carved all over our state houses, painted on the walls, on our money, you know. So,
yeah, that's why I like to use the word freedom rather than liberty, to be honest with you.
But I'm just, yeah, right. Well, it's a Greek republic, and so... You know, and Daniel 8 says that this Grecia country is going to, and it makes a point of saying how we go all the way around the whole earth. In other words, like, this is a great big earth we live on, and here we're going to go all the way around it.
I assure you, honey, I assure you I'm not going to hide in a bunker. I'll be holding a Bible in my hand. Now, we're running out of time. We got to go to the next break. We'll be right back.
You are
Resurrect
tuned
the Republic.
In to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefits. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Well, there may be some flood down there in Texas. There's some storms kicking up. All right, folks, I just want to make one comment before I bring Cab in New York back on to finish what she was saying. I hate it when people get cut off because of a commercial, but I want to say this one thing. I understand people want to flee the United States for these different reasons. However, I'm not going to dig into the ground. I'm not going to run up to the mountains. I will be standing there with the Bible in my hand, and I will be speaking the truth no matter what comes upon this land, because that is our job. We are not to fear. I don't want people out there to fear any of this. I get angry because I don't believe in wars of aggression on nations that are not a threat to us. But I don't want anyone out there to fear. If you have the love of Jesus Christ, then that is what you need. Don't stand in fear of what will happen to your mortal body. You stand there and you try and bring as many people out of that moral degeneracy as you can with the truth. And that's what I'm going to stand for. But I don't blame people for wanting to flee. I thought many times, I wish there was an island I could go to and just get away from all this. And I don't blame you for feeling that way. But When it comes down to it, I'll be standing there with the Bible in my hand. I hope there'll be some Christians standing there with me. But go ahead, Cab in New York. I didn't want to cut you off before that break. I apologize there. You want to finish what you were saying real quick?
Well, yeah, I do, because it's been like bursting into me. You know, I mean, it's all through the Bible.
I heard that. I understand.
Yeah, it's all through the Bible. And I don't know why people are not paying attention, and why I don't even hear it spoken, really. But it's like, if anybody who's a Bible reader, it's like there. It's like all through Revelation, but it's also in a lot of stuff in Isaiah, and it talks in Isaiah about Damascus being in ruins, and it talks about the destruction of America is huge, because if you're a Bible reader, you probably know about, you know, the Thessalonians talking about the when the restrainer is taken out of the way, then that wicked will come. You know, they're talking about the Antichrist and mm-hmm. everything. Well, I believe the restrainer is the United States. We've always heard it's the Holy Spirit, but God is not going to take the Holy Spirit. That's impossible. The Holy Spirit is here. I mean, it's just, you know, is everywhere. It's in all the believers. There's going to be many martyrs through this tribulation, which we're already in the tribulation.
And yep. And you know what? That's okay. I may be one of them. I know that I've lost a few friends that could be considered as such. And if we die serving the Lord, then there is no better way, I suppose, that we could give our earthly lives.
Well, I'm not telling everybody to be a coward and run away or something, but that's what the Bible says. It warns us. There's, I don't know, I at least eight times. I mean, I could give a. I'm not.
No,
really
I know you're.
You're not wrong.
You're not wrong.
But like about eight times, it says flee out of the midst of her. And that, you know, flee her, she's going to be plagued, because God is done with, once we do this terrible, terrible thing, and we go and we destroy one more ancient civilization like we have done over and over again, when we do that to Syria and Iran, as the goat, the one-horned goat that I was mentioning before, you know, you had the break, that Daniel 8, if anybody goes and reads Daniel 8, that's an end times prophecy describing the United States calling us a goat. The goats are the bad guys in the Bible. That we go all the way around the one-horned goat goes all the way around the whole earth without touching. So, like, God is making a point that, like, why are you going so far? Why are you going to such a lot of trouble? And it says we viciously attack the ram, the two-horned ram, and destroy this, you know.
I'd love to continue having this discussion, but I also have a caller to wait for a really long time.
Let me finish. I'm not quite done.
I understand, but there's other people in queue, so... Please carry
on. I know,
up.
But let me just say, I'm not even taking very long. I haven't even said very much. You let other people talk a long time.
I know, but we have 20 minutes left for the show, is what I'm saying.
Okay, I'm really covering a lot of territory in just a little while. If you just give me like a 2 minutes.
Okay, good.
I'm only going. Okay, please, thank you. If people would just read Daniel 8, about the one-horned goat that goes all the way around the earth without touching, by Aaron C., to viciously attack and destroy the two-horned ram. And then, you know, after this has happened, read Jeremiah 50 and 51 and find out what happens, what God thinks about the United States, and read those two chapters and see what God calls us. That we're the destroying mountain. He calls us the destroyer of the whole earth. He says, I will turn you into a burning mountain and roll you down. He calls us the hindermost of the nations. Our mother will be very ashamed of us. That would be England. And in Revelation, it talks about how the people will hiss when they go by. And, you know, the whole world is going to be so glad when we're gone. The only ones that are going to care that we're gone are the merchants. But everybody else is going to be so thankful that now they can have a little peace on this earth, because we are, we're just, our country is run by, I don't know, gangsters. And well, my only last word that I want to say is, there's a whole bunch of also said in the Bible about the shepherds of the sheep, the pastors, that they are in big trouble because
they're not telling the truth and standing up on their pulpits. But I very much thank you, Paul, and I would love to get into more of a discussion with you.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you for letting me. All I wanted to do was point out that the Bible has a lot to say about this, and God, and it even says that we were once a golden cup in the Lord's hand, and we would have healed her, but she is not healed.
All right.
It's not like God is making us.
Thank you,
Cab.
Thank you very, very much, dear. Mike in Kentucky, you're up. Sorry, I'm trying to get to the, we only have 20 minutes left in the show. I'm trying to get to everybody. Mike in Kentucky, you're on.
Okay, you got a couple more callers after me, I guess.
Yeah, well, we have some content we want to get to, but go ahead, man.
Okay.
You've been waiting a long time. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, I'm going to have to look up some of what she's talking about there.
She is. She's got some great information. I hate that. I'm not trying to be rude, and I'm not trying to cut her off. She's got great information.
Well, I do look at a lot of stuff, though, as relevant to who was being spoken to at the time. It's called audience relevance when you're looking at the Bible. And one of the things that I've heard pointed out rather well is, you know, a lot of the prophecy says, you know, to flee ye to the mountains and pray that your flight not be in winter and that sort of stuff. And my whole life, I keep hearing these book salesmen talking about how the earth is going to be burned up and all this stuff. And what good would it do to tell people to flee to the mountains if the entire earth is going to be burned up? Come to find out, a lot of the expressions that are in the Bible are rather, you know, not literal, but more...
Yeah, they're allegorical. Yeah.
Allegorical. So, and yeah. I didn't know that. I had no idea. You know, Yeshua told us not to seek for him in the inner rooms. And the inner rooms, it turns out, were called heavens and earth. So literally, when he said, he pointed to the temple, you know, and he said, heavens and earth will pass away, but my words will not. Sure enough, in that generation, heavens and earth of that temple passed away, and his words did not pass away. So I think it, you know, a lot of this stuff over and over again, people harm the credibility of the scriptures because... Every few years, you know, there's all these 88 reasons that Jesus is going to come back in 1988, you know. It's 40
years.
He
said, but he did say, we're not going to know the time or the hour. And I don't get...
Yeah.
See, I respect a lot of people who put their face in the Bible and they try and glean that information out. And maybe the Holy Spirit speaks to them in ways. I have my mission, and I know that my job... is going to be to stand there with the Bible in my hand and spread the truth. And I don't, if
sure.
I see fire coming, I'm not going to run. And I'm not going to run because I look at it this way. If I could have given truth to someone and I didn't do that, then their blood and the loss of their souls on my hands, my responsibility. We all have our own roles to play, and we all receive our own messages from reading the Bible. I respect everybody's views and how they interpret things, as long as their ideology doesn't teach them that they can preemptively attack other nations and kill indiscriminately women and children. Of course, moral consistency, you know.
It's a very dangerous thing to do, because it says if you dare to teach wrongly, especially the little ones, it'd be better if a millstone was hung on your neck. It would be thrown into the sea, so you better be 100% sure of what you're trying to teach, I think. So,
yes,
I mean,
sir.
It's a very
yes.
precarious, dangerous thing.
It is.
To do.
It is.
So,
certainly is.
I've, you know, in the last 18 or 20 years, my views on a lot of stuff have completely flipped. But after Fukushima and after Snowden, I think we know now that like, part of what she's saying is very true, that there's a
yes.
cabal, a gangster mentality going on here in the deep state.
Synagogue of Satan.
ridiculous amounts of blackmail going on. Well, I like to short circuit a lot of Christians by saying, look, if these are the last days, and a lot of the Christian Zionism that's out there, if these are the last days, and I don't know if it's Revelation 9, I'll have to look it up, but who are the Jews that say they're Jews but are not? And what is right? strong delusion? If you don't know what strong delusion is, or who the Jews that say they're Jews but are not, are we in the last days? Are we even in the last days if you can't identify that, or are you deluded? You know, that's the problem.
Is that, that's a good
point. I mean, it's just short circuits a lot of people's, oh, wait a minute, I don't know, you know. Better go back and read some more. Because I think a lot of audience relevance even applies to the book of Revelation. And Hebrews 3 identifies the generation that wandered in the wilderness. That was 40 years. So I think that's where, you know,
yes, sir.
People like the 88 reasons that Jesus would return in 1988, they were looking at 1948 as some kind of a big fulfillment super sign of the end times, and it wasn't. Because this the corporation of the state of Israel is not biblical Israel. They don't even call themselves Israelites. They are Israelis.
It's funny you should mention that. Mike, I just sent you a clip. If you would, kindly, if you want to hold on a second and comment after you hear this clip, I'd like you to do so.
Sure.
Can you prep that clip and let me know when it's ready, Mike? This is Dr. Pastor Chuck Baldwin, folks,
okay.
And he is going to be on the show. We ran into a scheduling conflict, and he couldn't come on Wednesday. But he will be coming on. But listen to what he has to say about the state of Israel. Go ahead and roll that clip.
The preachers across America, such as John Hagee, have indoctrinated large numbers of the Christian people to believe that the Abrahamic covenant given in Genesis 12:3 applies to the modern state of Israel. And therefore, Christians are obligated under divine law to support the modern state of Israel virtually no matter what. Unfortunately, that is not what Genesis 12:3 is all about, and that's not what the Bible teaches. The Bible teaches that the Abrahamic promise was fulfilled in Christ, the Savior, and in everyone who believes on Him. The New Testament is replete with the statement, there's neither Jew nor Gentile. We're all one in Christ. Christ broke down the middle wall of partition that divided us, Jew and Gentile, and we are now one in Christ. And the promise given to Abraham has absolutely nothing to do with the modern state of Israel that was created by, not by God, the old nation of Israel. In the Old Testament, was created by Jehovah God. The modern state of Israel was created by the United Nations on May 14, 1948. And nowhere does Scripture indicate that the modern state of Israel is any kind of fulfillment of Bible prophecy relative to Israel. There are many Christians who believe that there will be a future nation of Israel when Jesus comes again. Christians universally believe in the second coming of Christ. And there are Christians who believe that at that point the Davidic covenant will be fulfilled in Christ, and that that Jesus will rule and reign as the Son of David, and all of that prophecy will be fulfilled. But that will not happen until Christ returns. And He hasn't returned now. And so to say that the modern state of Israel somehow fulfills the Abrahamic or Davidic covenant, it clearly is a misinterpretation of Scripture. It's caused all kinds of problems for us politically in our world today. When you look at the way Christians are promoting all kinds of perpetual war in the Middle East, all kinds of foreign policy that is antithetical to everything our founding fathers taught us in our country's history, the way that we've become entangled in the political affairs of foreign nations, the way that we have favored nations, the way we have tried to have regime change in nations, set a regime up, set a regime down, all at the behest and military force of the United States, with the backing of many Christians who think that by doing all of this, shedding all this blood and having all this warfare going on, that somehow or another they're obeying God and some kind of a covenant relationship with the modern state of Israel, which does not exist. The modern state of Israel, I repeat, has nothing to do with the Abrahamic covenant or the Davidic covenant. It is not a fulfillment of any Old Testament scripture. All of the scripture to Israel is either related to the Old Testament nation or the new nation that God will bring into being at the return of Christ when Jesus rules and reigns in this world. Until then, there is neither Jew nor Gentile. We're all one in Christ, spiritually speaking. So therefore, the John Hagee doctrine has perverted a biblical truth in humongous proportion. It's created damage not only to our country, but to the people of the Middle East and to the nation of Israel itself. This theology has not helped the nation of Israel at all. In fact, there are many of the rabbis and many of the Jewish people that are very much opposed to the Zionists like Benjamin Netanyahu and others who are controlling Israel. And they're not speaking for the Jewish people. And John Hagee is not speaking for the Jewish people. And when he's speaking for the Zionists, and that's a big difference. It's just like talking about the Jewish elite that control Hollywood with the average Jewish person. There is no comparison. They're not talking about the same people at all. So no, the scripture has no prophetic relationship to the modern state of Israel, and we should follow the wisdom of our founding fathers that we would have free trade and friendly relations with all nations, and we would have entangling alliances with none. And that should include the modern state of Israel.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a pastor that I happen to respect. I think you probably feel the same way, Mike.
He's got a lot going on there that mainstream Christianity won't accept, you know, other than maybe, well, I don't even know if the Joel Osteen fluffy
Ovaltine
marshmallow fluff they probably wouldn't accept it, but you know, the prosperity doctrine or whatever.
Even atheists out there, okay, that hear this, you know, I just urge them to take a look at Christian Zionism with an objective look. I mean, these people are saying that the Bible tells them something that clearly this pastor, he goes chapter and verse and shows you how that's a lie. And this all became in, and our RBN listeners know about Cyrus Schofield and yep. Oxford University Press being the only Bible they ever printed was the Schofield Reference Bible. And look at who was behind that. It's all agendas, a 200-year-old ideology. But anyway, I got another caller up on the line. You want to close out real quick so I can get to my last caller here?
Yeah, I was just going to say I call it a 150-year-old con job on Christians. But there was some heretics in the New Testament that looked around and said, look, see, all things continue as before since the fathers fell asleep. The problem is that was before the temple was destroyed, and the Pharisees just picked up, the money changers just picked up and went right on as if nothing had happened. And the temple had not been, you know, the curtain had not been rent in two. They went right back to their practices until the day of judgment against the temple, which is, Jehovah rides on clouds. It was a day
That's
of
right.
clouds. And the Romans went there and stood with their pagan gods and an abomination that made desolation.
And hello, born time, was
could,
the...
They could say all things continue as before, but since then, not all things continue as before. The daily sacrifices ceased, and anything else would be a fraud.
And born out of that was the Roman Catholic Church, the universal church of all of their deities. All right, sir. I appreciate your call, we have one more for the night. God bless you. And John in Kentucky, you're on Resurrect the Republic.
Hello?
Yes.
Have you got me?
I got
you. How much time do we have?
We have a few minutes. Go ahead.
Okay. My best advice, I've tried to call in before. If you've read the book World War III by Jack Otto, he points out that there are these people that call themselves Jews but are not. And he explains there that in Revelation 2:9 and Revelation 3:9, of the seven churches that are mentioned there, only two were found approved by God. And that was the Church of Smyrna, Church of Philadelphia. And what was it that they taught in common? That there are those that call themselves Jews but are not. What their names are the Kenites, K-E-N-I-T-E-S. If you look that up in a Strong's Concordance, it's 7014 and 7017. It gives you an explanation. They are the sons and daughters of Cain. Cain was the product of Eve and Satan. So they're the ones that are actually controlling the world and Israel right now. That means
I know I have a couple listeners that are hopping off their seats clapping that you identified that.
Yes. Okay. Well, let me go on further and say that's one of the problems we have is this thing called the Rapture Cult.
Yeah.
And there's a book out there by a guy named Dave McPherson that called The Incredible Cover-Up. And you can get that book. We are Israel. We in the United States are Israel. We are called Caucasian. The 10 northern tribes that were Samaria, because Samaria was the capital for the 10 northern tribes, and the two tribes that remained in Jerusalem were the tribe of Judah and the tribe of Benjamin. There's a book called Missing Links, Discovered in Assyrian Tablets by E. Raymond Capp. And he gives you great explanation as to where did the 10 northern tribes go. Well, they went through Europe and then came here to America.
It's kind of funny you should mention that. My mother's family on my mother's side are Benjamins.
There you go. So what's happening here is that you have the best Bible teacher I have ever seen is now deceased, but his videos are still playing. The phone number to get in touch with any of these books, the Bible he uses also is called the Companion Bible that contains in a side column the Masora. The Masora is defense to the scriptures to lock in the meanings. And the 800 number is 800-643-4645. 800-643-4645.
Thank you for that. And I'm sorry we've run out of time, folks. Like I've asked you before, resurrecttherepublic.com. Click on the PayPal button. Give us some support. We're headed out to Arizona real soon. God's been good to us, and we've had some real victories. Pray for those in Syria tonight. Pray for all of our brothers and sisters here in the United States and around the world. It's a heavy heart that I say that we are attacking Syria, and I'm not happy about it. God bless all of you, and we'll be back with you soon. Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast on Republic Broadcasting Network.
I'm not interested in photo ops.
Corporate media.